You got to be good or bad as the devil.
An hour of exciting jazz music, interviews, and comedy. All right here on Indie 101.5.
Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It is wonderful, as always, to be here with you. And I just have to say, this hour is loaded. I'm exhausted already, but you know what? Hang in there, hang in tight, because it's going to be a great show. I guarantee you, we got a special guest, we have comedy, and we have new music. All these things, I can guarantee you. And so I will bring them to you now, here on Indie 101.5. We're going to get started with a new song by a new, well, he's not a new musician. In fact, I would say he's scholared. His name is Timo Wolbrecht, and he has a new album, Givers and Takers. It is artistic, it's vibrant, it's exploratory, and the chemistry between the four musicians, Timo, Keisuke Matsuno, Elias Stemmeseder, and Dae Yeon Suk, just, It creates wonderful, wonderful music. I think this might be, and it's hard to say because we've just started getting into the end of the year, but this might be a run for its money, my most enjoyed album of the year. So with that in mind, we shall kick off the show with Timo Wolbrecht and his new album Givers and Takers with the song Midwood on Indie 101.5.
Thank you. longing to be there again, standing on the shores of love, waiting for the tide to swell and leave her swept away. Swept away. Just one more time. Swept away.
Indie 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was I Wept by Deb Rasmussen, although I'm sure she swept as well. And as I promised earlier on in the show, not only do we have a bunch of brand new music for you, as well as some comedy coming up later, but we have a very special guest today. None other than Patrick Gulliv, a Dublin socialite who takes great pleasure in the theater. Is that right, Patrick?
That's an interesting way to say my name.
Patrick.
I may be in Dublin, but that doesn't mean you can say it like that.
Well, I watched The Banshees of Inisherin and now I'm in the spirit.
Even I didn't watch it and I hated it.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's a great film. It's a great film.
Did you feel inspired?
While watching Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah.
Inspired for what?
Like the Irishness of it all.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely puts you right there on Inisherin, you know, in the Aran Islands, and it was a lovely piece of work.
You know, an interesting tale about the Aran Islands, they suffered a lot from the famine, so a lot of people died there.
Oh.
So they say that it's haunted beyond belief.
Well, if you watch the movie, you notice some people lose something else, but no spoilers.
But yes, thank you so much for having me on the show, Johnny.
No, it's a pleasure, yes. And you came in today with, you know, more purpose than just bashing on the folks of the Aran Isles.
Well, yes, no, I kind of wanted to come and appear on the Variety Hour. I work with Johnny here in Dublin.
A dedicated listener to the show, are you not?
Yes, I have listened to it maybe once or twice, and I thought it was really interesting. I loved Joan's interview. She was my favorite.
Ah, Joan Becco, yeah. Jessica Stewart.
Well, Jessica Stewart was the one.
Of the Joan Becco.
But Joan Becco
project.
Is a very interesting, yes, character, and I actually looked her up. I was kind of blown away.
Yeah, that was a very good cultural Canadian heritage moment, I think, there.
It's interesting because I don't know much about Canada. Never been, so. But it was quite interesting to hear about it all. But I feel like for some reason, Johnny, you don't play enough of like the theater arts on your show.
The theater arts?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the world of jazz is so big today. I definitely agree with you. I don't think there's enough of it on here. But I think you're going to help us fix that problem today.
I do. So have you ever seen, it's a movie, it's also a Broadway play, mm-hmm, but have you ever seen Chicago?
I have seen the movie, yes.
You've seen the movie?
Yes, the Oscar-winning picture, I believe.
Yes, well, Catherine Zeta-Jones did win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress.
Oh.
I thought she should have won it for the leading, but, you know, that's a little bit of a controversy there. But...
Well, that's a movie that has a lot of great music and...
A lot of big stars are on it. Like, but did you know that Renee Zellweger lost, I think, over 30 pounds for that role?
Wow,
so
really?
She was doing a few movies at that time. She was really big. She did Bridget Jones. Have you ever seen the Bridget Jones Diary series?
I have not, no.
So it's a movie. It's really funny. But she plays a British woman who's in her 30s, and she's kind of a spinster. And she had to be quite, not big, but she kind of had to be, you know, is not in shape and all that stuff.
Right.
So she had to go up and down. So when she went from Bridget Jones, she did Chicago. So she had to lose all that weight off.
Oh, wow.
So it was very hard. And no one applauded her for that. They all criticized her for that.
I guess those are just one of the things of the job that kind of get overlooked by the public.
It kind of shows like a little bit of the sense that, you know, if a woman goes and dedicates herself to a career choice or to a path, she is kind of scrutinized a little bit for it.
So. I suppose you do have...
what's his name? The man, Christian Bale, had done a lot with his work. He's kind of notorious for that. But anyways, we're getting off topic here. Chicago. Actually, well, I'll say one more thing. This track is performed by Catherine Zeta-Jones, correct?
It's actually the opening number of the movie. It's really, really good. But do you remember the movie, right?
I do, vaguely.
So in the opening number, she actually killed her
husband. Spoilers.
And her sister. And they were doing the Spread Eagle.
Oh. Mm. I don't remember that dance.
Of course, Jonathan does it all the time, but, you know.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting fact that you choose a Chicago's a great musical with some great music in it, of course. But it's interesting you choose a Catherine Zeta-Jones track because, of course, as we know, Catherine Zeta-Jones is the daughter of none other than... You know, Patrick.
Do I?
Of none other than Quincy Jones, renowned band leader
and composer. I really wanted you
to
say it. I was like, do you know it, though, really? You,
I know it. You think I can get this far on
the Oh, thank God. He's cultured people. I'm so
That's
happy.
That's just Patrick pretending that he knew it, but he didn't. Anyways.
Did I know it?
But no, Quincy Jones, obviously very renowned, and that talent has definitely seeped over into his kids there, and Catherine did a great job.
But did you know that Catherine actually contributed to the choreography of
number?
Yeah, and she did a couple of it. She was very involved in that movie. She was very passionate about it.
She was very good in that film. Yeah, maybe a bit of a passion project there.
And she's done a couple of other things. I know she did like a rock kind of... it's not the best, but her Pat Benatar cover was very good.
Pat Benatar.
But this song was just... out of the blue. It was just so incredible. That and Cell Block Tango, but I feel like for the Variety Hour, you know, I think it's quite fitting. Mm.
It's definitely a great track. What is the track exactly? It's the opening one, you mentioned.
It has two names to it because it's a kind of a dual kind of number. Mm-hmm. So there's an instrumental called Overture. It's very, very jazzy, but it kind of sets this kind of stage of the show, or the movie, should I say. And then Catherine's number, All That Jazz.
All That Jazz, and so much more here on Indie 115.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hun, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug. In case you shake a heart and want a brand new start to do that.
Indie 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was the Adema Manukas Octet with In the Weeds. Great song from a great album. And before that, we had Catherine Zeta-Jones with And All That Jazz, title theme from the musical, introduced by our special guest, Patrick Guliva. And now we have a new song for you. It's called A Little Louder Now by Lauren Falls, and it's from her new album, A Little Louder Now. So it's the title track, and it's a great song, great album. You can find it in all the usual places. It came out November 18th, so last week. Be sure to check it out. It's really great. Lauren Falls, A Little Louder Now, here on Indie 115.
Thank you.
Indy 115. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Thank you so much for being tuned in today. And you came at the right time. And, well, I'm going to hopefully assume that you've been here the whole time. But if you just tuned in, don't change the dial, because we have something exciting for you now. Our weekly comedy. I say weekly, but it's not always weekly. And we have none other than John Mulaney here today to tell some great jokes. And, I mean, what can I say about the guy? You probably know him from somewhere. He was on Saturday Night Live from 2008 to 2013. He was in pop culture for a very long time, and I would say still is, thanks to his young boy act, shtick, persona, and his many, many, many Netflix comedy specials, one of which I was very well known, was a children's musical comedy special called John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch on Netflix. More recently, he's been on the TV show Big Mouth, which has been a huge hit, also on Netflix, and he voiced Peter Porker, Spider-Ham, in the animated feature film Spider-Man Into the Universe. So he's a guy you know from somewhere, and he's a guy who everyone laughs at his jokes. So without further ado, here is John Mulaney on Indy 101.5.
Thank you for coming to this show, by the way. I really do appreciate you coming to a thing, because you didn't have to. And it's really easy not to go to things. It is so much easier not to do things than to do them, that you would do anything is totally remarkable. Percentage-wise, it is 100% easier not to do things than to do them. And so much fun not to do them, especially when you were supposed to do them. In terms of, like, instant relief, canceling plans is like heroin. It is an amazing feeling. Such instant joy. Kids don't like that. Kids always want to do stuff. Kids get angry. They go, "Oh, we didn't do anything all day." If you ever ask an adult what they did over the weekend and they say they didn't do anything, their faces light up. You're like, "What'd you do this weekend?" I did nothing. I did nothing at all. Did we do anything? No, I didn't do anything. People especially don't want to do their jobs. I've found that out recently, too. I have a friend named Megan. She's an elementary school teacher. And I was out with her one night, and she was drinking like a monster. And I said to her, "Don't you have to do a shift at school tomorrow?" And she went, "Ah, I'll just show a video." And I was like, "That's why teachers show videos?" She said this. She goes, "Yeah, I don't want to work." And I was like, "You know, the kids don't want to work either." And she was like, "Good." I was psyched to do it in New York. I'm really happy to live here, and was glad that we could do it in New York City. And I'm not sure how you all got here tonight, but I did want to say this. I've never been killed by hitmen, so I don't know what it's like in the moments just before you're killed by hitmen. But I bet it's not unlike when you're on the subway and you realize that a mariachi band is about to start playing. Just that brief moment where you're reading and you're like, "Oh, a guitar player. Oh, another guitar player. Oh, an accordion player. Oh, no." This is the loudest thing in the world. I was really excited. A lot of people showed up. They told me that it was a big theater, and I thought that no one would come, so thank you for coming. I wanted to, like, take ads out in the paper, or, like, be, you know, do something to a tot so I get in the New York Post or something. The New York Post is my favorite newspaper. I think it's great. I read it every day. I like reading the New York Post because reading the New York Post is like talking to someone who heard the news, and now they're trying to give you the gist. It's like you get the same amount of information if you grab someone on the street and you were like, "What happened today?" They're like, "It's a perv in Queens." You'd be like, "All right, thank you." Or rather, it's like someone read a better newspaper and now they're trying to text you everything they can remember. Doesn't have to be right. Just has to be short. I really do love the Post. I read it a lot, and there's a hierarchy in the New York Post, different people that they like and different people that they don't like. And if you pay attention, you can start to identify some of the New York Post rankings that they have. The number one thing that you can be in the eyes of the New York Post is an angel. An angel is a child who has died. That is the best thing that you can be in the eyes of the New York Post. The less amount of time you live, the better in the eyes of the Post. After that, under an angel is a hero. A hero is any man who does his job. You'll a lot of times see headlines that are like, hero tutor teaches after school. And you're like, yeah. Down towards the bottom of the spectrum, there are pervs. Pervs touch tots. Tots are angels who haven't died yet. There are no children in the eyes of the New York Post. You're either a tot or you're dead and you're an angel. I did leave one out, sorry. Above perv is a bozo. A bozo is any man who cheats on his wife. That guy's a bozo. I remember seeing a headline when Tiger Woods cheated on his wife, and it says, Tiger says he's sorry, but Elon says, beat it, bozo. No, she did not. She is from another country. And even if she was from this country, no one has said bozo in 1,000 years. Who was your source on that, New York Post? Some tiny old lady that chain smokes all day long? They met her in a parking garage and they were like, Madge, give us the scoop. What did Elon say to Tiger? Ah, she told him to beat it, bozo. I'm feeling good tonight, though. I got a massage recently. Went to a spa to get a massage. I went into the room to get the massage, and the woman there told me to undress to my comfort level. Those were her words. She said, I'm going to leave the room. You undress to your comfort level. So I put on a sweater and a pair of corduroy pants, and I felt safe. I'm trying to, in general, take better care of myself. I'm trying to stop smoking. I've smoked since I was 13 years old. I started when I was 13 years old because I stole 2 cigarettes from my older sister and I hid them in a shoebox under my bed with a copy of Cosmopolitan magazine. And one day, my mom cleaned under my bed and she found the shoebox. I came home from school and my mom was standing there holding it and she said, Hey, mister, I found your treasure. And I never liked the way she phrased that, you know, because that made me sound like the world's lamest pirate, like a guy whose treasure chest is 2 cigarettes and a woman's magazine. And my dad came home from work, and my mom told my dad that she had cleaned under my bed and found a shoebox with 2 cigarettes and a Cosmopolitan, which prompted my dad to ask, how does John know how to make a Cosmopolitan? I'm trying to eat better. I was out to lunch with a friend, and I got a chicken sandwich. And the waitress said to me, oh, you're getting a chicken sandwich. Well, that comes with a choice of either salad or fries. Those were the choices, salad or fries, the 2 most different foods in the universe. That's like saying, what kind of day do you want to have? Do you want to be active and go to the bathroom or stuff, or do you want to lay on the floor moaning? Oh, you're getting a chicken sandwich? Well, with that, you can either go for a jog or smoke crack cocaine. Well... If I got a plate of crack for the table, would you have some? You'd have crack if I got a plate of crack? Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll take an order of crack. Sometimes, when people order fries, they act like it's a little adventure. They'll be like, should we get a plate of fries for the table? Should we do it? Should we share some fries? They gotta make sure that everyone's on board with it. It's like, if I get fries, you'll have a couple, right? If I get fries for the table, you'll have fries if I get fries. Should we do it? Yeah, let's be bad. Come on, let's do it. All right, we're gonna take a plate of fries. It's like a group of couples agreeing to do ecstasy together.
Indie 115, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and we are coming to a close. I thank you so much for tuning in there. You caught John Mulaney doing some comedy. We also had Patrick Gulliva, a special guest, telling us a little bit about All That Jazz, the musical, and then we played the track from the musical, the title track, And All That Jazz, with Catherine Zeta-Jones. We also introduced two artists today, Timo Wolbrecht, his new album, Givers and Takers, as well as Lauren Falls, her new album, A Little Louder Now. Both great pieces, albums, that is, and great artists, too. Very talented musicians, you know, making great work, which is what we love to see. So with that in mind, I am needing to wrap up the show. I do want to let you know something. Next week will be our last show of the year. Due to some renovations at the Indie 115 Studios, we will be closed for most of the month of December. So next week, December 7th, will be the last show of this year. Yes, we'll take a little retrospective look and play some Christmas music because it's the holiday season. So, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me at Johnny Athens on Instagram, johnny.athens, and Facebook, Johnny Athens Entertainment. Stay up to date, keep you posted, offer some content to satiate you during that holiday season where the station is closed. And in the meantime, you'll have to listen to Plinio Fernandez with this great track, Beatriz, from his album he released earlier this year. So much good music, so I'm excited to take a look at all the artists we've played this year, and I think you're going to enjoy it too. That's all for me on Indie 115. Good night and goodbye.
Live from the edge of Hamilton's escarpment, this is Indie 101.5 CIOI.